Philip, what's your approach to this generic situation of a patient who's had, for example, full Fox Bev, now has slow disease progression, asymptomatic as this lady?
In my practice, I would put her back on a combination chemotherapy. In this case, will be a FOLFIRI plus bevacizumab. Again, going back to the good benefits she's had so far with the treatment. That would be my approach.
And how do you approach the second line therapy in a patient who sort of blows right through? I'm understanding that it's not common, but how do you approach that if they don't seem to respond to, for example, FOLFOX-BEV?
In a patient who I will start the FOLFOX-BEV and say after the first CAT scan at IFE, the second CAT scan is not doing well, that sort of situation, CA going up, especially symptomatic, I change the whole treatment. So I will change them to FOLFIRI plus aflibercept at that point in time. That would be my approach.
Charlie, what's your approach?
Well, I don't think it's unreasonable in a setting where somebody has progressed initially to switch to aflibercept. The problem is I don't know that aflibercept is necessarily a better drug than bevacizumab. They essentially hit the same target. So I don't think it's unreasonable to do it intuitively because what you tried first wasn't working. I'm just not sure it's going to turn it around.
Any sense about why it seems like there's not very much pickup of using aflibercept in the second line situation? You hear repeatedly from investigators and physicians in practice, they're more inclined towards bevacizumab. You say why? Well, there's data for both and I'm used to it. Is that pretty much it?
I think that's it. It's you ask why not use aflibercept. I guess the counter is why use it, right? If you're getting the same results with bevacizumab and your patient's already on the drug and demonstrating tolerance to it, why switch?
So, and again, you know, you won't see this teased out in a practice guideline. People understand there is no right answer. You know, that's one of the most common responses to our work is they like it when people say they don't know what to do because they feel that way all the time and they figure you do. But they are also interested in what you do in the face of the lack of perfect knowledge.